Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at Odoo.com. That's Odoo.com.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories.
More than 25,000 runners are out on the streets of Brooklyn this morning, and that means street closures for the NYC Runs Brooklyn Experience Half Marathon. Not to be confused with its more famous relation, the Brooklyn Half Marathon, that's organized by the Roadrunners. NYC Run CEO and founder Steve Lasto explains the difference in the names here.
We're really about more than just the race. Like, yeah, we want to put on like a great race. What we really want to do is create a great experience, a great social experience, the thing we strove from day one. And to be able to carry that forward from tiny races of a couple hundred runners to one of the largest road races in the country, I mean, that's pretty cool.
It's a record number of runners in the race this year, he says, from the border of Williamsburg and Greenpoint under the bridges of Dumbo, then through downtown Brooklyn to Prospect Park. Good luck to the runners. For the drivers, we've got you covered with the road closures at 1010 Winds Traffic and Transit. Keep it right here. A whole week of marathon racing to raise money for veterans groups is getting underway on Long Island this morning. Ava Casal with the organizing group Every Veteran Appreciated tells 1010 Winds the series is marking its ninth year.
This is our way of trying to recognize our veterans for 7 days, but it's so important, and not just during 7 days, that every day that we thank our veterans.
Opening ceremonies in the first race taking place at Town Hall in Huntington, with runners on the road to Northport later today. There are 10 and 5K runs on the schedule daily until next Saturday on Long Island. Check out GoTeamEva.org, GoTeamEVA.org. You can learn more and you can donate. A body was found yesterday in a car in the water in New Jersey. Officers summoned by a 911 call to a retention basement in Manalapan around 1:45. The vehicle, with its trunk open, was visible just above the waterline. Rescue teams say they found a body in the car. Police say so far no witnesses reporting they saw the car go in. The victim's identity not yet released. Of all of our household bills, the one for water should be the one that's paid off with little complaint, but like everything else, water is more expensive these days, too.
The average monthly water bill in America is up 7% from last year. Economist Taylor Boley with the Bank of America Institute.
Water utility payments were more than twice the rate of overall inflation.
The Mid-Atlantic region saw the greatest increase in prices at almost 10% in 1 year. The reason for these higher costs? Extreme weather, growing populations, and aging infrastructures.
It's another stressor in an overall general economic environment where there are so many cost of living pressures right now.
Brad Gibson reporting on that story. Mayor Adams accepted gifts worth up to $6,000 last year from Madison Square Garden. The Daily News says the mayor's latest financial disclosure paperwork shows the gifts came in the form of free tickets for Knicks and for Billy Joel shows. MSG's top executive James Dolan, along with family members and business associates, shelled out more than $60,000 in donations to the mayor's reelection effort and his legal fund. Under the law, officials generally cannot take gifts from businesses doing business with the city, and that would include MSG, unless there's some official purpose. A spokesman for the mayor says that he attended for ceremonial functions at the garden events only. Conflict of interest boards declining to comment, citing confidentiality protocols. Brooklyn poets are using their prose as power in a fight for democracy. We the Poets raises a voice tonight in the finals for their contest for the Just Right Verse or Verses in defense of our rights. We spoke with Rodriguez Venegas, who's an organizer with the group Popular Democracy.
It's a poetry slam with a purpose. It's highlighting, defending, and uplifting and sharing the information about the importance of the 14th Amendment. But more than anything, it's a cultural response to everything that's going on with this administration.
The finals tonight at 7, that's at Roulette Intermedium, and that's on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. More than 170,000 bottles of Martinelli's apple juice are on the recall list. The FDA says the product may be contaminated with a naturally occurring type of mold, which can bring nasty complications, including diarrhea and vomiting. The company had initiated its recall in March. The FDA says that these Martinelli's apple juice bottles were sold in 28 states, and that includes New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. An accused road rage killer on Long Island pleading not guilty. Brian Knoll, who hails from Western New York State, is charged with second-degree murder. Police say he intentionally rammed a motorcyclist on the Long Island Expressway Friday afternoon in North Hills. His bail set at $300,000. The victim, 29 years old, slammed against a guardrail, according to police. A bakery in Jersey has a simple request: ease off on the cologne and the perfume. It's about more than pushing around the sweet aroma of the goods at Century Bakery in Bridgeton, though. Dominic Merendino, a volunteer with the nonprofits that own the place.
Recently, we had one of our staff members essentially have an asthma attack.
The nonprofit owners donate proceeds to the community. If you like your scents, they say that's fine. Just use the drive-through. Customer support so far positive on social media to that request.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.